Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Next Genical, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station, Stacey and Drive.
Stacey and Drive. Jay, what happened to Jay Spoo?
Driving you home until six and having a drive debate.
Yes.
And this is, guys, I don't know if I was supposed to wear like something fancy for this. I feel like I need to work on my posture.
She did ask if she may apply her lipstick before we got in.
Yeah, because I wanted to take myself seriously here.
Okay. Because the music in the background.
Yeah, because this is actually like not for nothing, something that we need to be talking about and an interesting conversation for the afternoon. So you know that you can give us a call. Obviously, the WhatsApp line is open. But in a nutshell, South Africa's prisons are literally bursting at the seams. As mentioned earlier, the Department of Correctional Services has told Parliament as much just last week, saying that facilities meant for 103,000 inmates are now holding almost 157,000 people.
Yeah, so this is not just a problem, guys. It's looking like it's a crisis. So how about we get into the great drive debate on what is the right solution for South Africa? Do we build more prisons, or is it time to rethink the entire system from ground up by, doing things smarter and handing out shorter sentences?
Okay.
Which one do you weigh in on more? So I'm going to get into argument number one, just for the sake of this conversation, because you must present a case in order to start the conversation.
Correct me, lady.
So building more prisons isn't the solution. South Africa's overcrowded prisons, holding 157,000 inmates in spaces meant for 103, like Stacey was saying, can only fuel violence, disease, and gangsterism. Locking up more people will only create more criminals, especially when non-violent offenders share cells with dangerous criminals. Countries like Norway, who currently, by the way, checking out the stats, sitting at 20% reoffenders rate in comparison to South Africa. South Africa sitting at 60%. So once they leave prison, they go back and they commit crimes even more. So Norway is doing it the best way, according to the research that we did. They have a rehabilitation system, alternative sentencing, cutting reoffenders rate drastically. And instead of wasting billions on new prisons, they're investing on education, jobs, and systems where offenders are being rehabilitated to better suit the outside world.
Okay.
Yeah, that's case number one.
Okay. So I'm going to argue for building more facilities, more prison facilities to be specific. So yes, obviously overcrowding we know is a crisis. The stats don't lie. However, the answer to this can't be cutting sentences or letting people off easier, because that's also not ideal. South Africans are already living in permanent fear. That's hijackings, it's robberies, violent attacks. And if you're going to tell victims of crime that offenders will be sent home early or spared jail altogether in the name of rehabilitation, I don't believe it. That's going to go down very well. That is, it's not giving justice. It's giving injustice twice. So you're victimized twice. Right now, prisons are holding 157,000 people in a space for just 103,000. As established, obviously, that is not safe. It's dangerous. Yes, that's understandable, of course. But if we don't build more facilities, then where exactly are these people supposed to go? They need to go somewhere. So over in the US of A, overcrowding there is also a mess, but they keep criminals off the street. And that's the objective, is to not release criminals onto the street. So until we as a country have the resources, the systems, and the social programs in place, like a Norway, for example, we just can't have that conversation. So we can't copy and paste. We literally could not possibly pull it off. And the reality of living in this country, as much as we love it, crime is super high, communities need protection, also some kind of stability, and quite frankly, prisons, they need to be expanded upon. If you build more facilities, you enforce sentences properly, then we can talk about rehabilitation. I don't think that it should be the other way around. First go to jail, then get rehabilitated, then see how we do afterwards.
Okay, so there you go. We have presented two different arguments. Something to think about and perhaps consider when making your decision when answering the following question as part of the Great Drive debate. Do you believe that we should be building more prisons, or do you think we should be rethinking the entire smarter sentencing mechanisms? What are your thoughts on this? Call us on 087-086-9495, or you can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 061-792-9495.
Up first from Uvongo, we have Patty. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. And you too?
So good. Patty, what is your stance on the big drive debate today?
Well, the police arrest people without enough evidence. So they get locked up, then they go to court every month and waste the magistrate time because she finds out the police haven't got the evidence yet. So then she sends them back with another date for the next month, and they come and the police still haven't got enough evidence, so she remands them for another month. And this goes on for more than a year with a lot of the inmates. And then eventually the police can't find enough evidence, so they let go.
So, Patty, do you think...
And it really does happen.
Yes, no, we've absolutely seen it. Does happen. So, Patty, do you think, perhaps, maybe, that there should be some kind of interim facility, like an awaiting trial facility? So instead of going straight to a hard and fast in prison, you know what I mean? You have a place for you to wait until you are officially sentenced, so that while the admin of it is happening in the background... There's somewhere
else
for these...
prisons, part of the prison is awaiting trial prisoners on their own. They're not in with the convicted people.
Do we need a whole separate building for that? Do you think that might help?
Well, we need the police not to arrest until they've got enough evidence to convict.
That's the bottom line. Just out of interest, I was doing a bit of a read-up on this, and it says that 30% of the people who are in prison are actually awaiting trial.
Yes, yeah. So, and taking up space, to Patty's point.
We have a huge
amount.
Yeah, we have a huge pre-trial system problem in South Africa. Like she was just saying, people who are not meant to be in jail are occupying space unnecessarily, and there aren't any...
More than a year.
Yeah, yes, and that's true. Imagine an entire year waiting for your trial date.
That may never come, to Patty's point. So unless you have full evidence, no jail for you at all. Otherwise, it's always admin, back and forth, and taking up space. Thank you very much, Patty. Up next, we have Ian from Mount Edgecombe. How do you feel about this, my Ian?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Lekker, man. Lekker, man. Your thoughts?
Good. I think, firstly, for like murderers and pedophiles and stuff that are found guilty, I mean, straight up death penalty will solve half the problem. But for this conversation, maybe build one or two more prisons and look at a rehabilitation system. Because also, the truth is that people change. I mean, some people go in for like 20, 25 years. People change within 25 years, like legit. So, if they can be rehabilitated at the prison and then go out once, like a psychologist has actually seen them and they're good to go, I think that could be a solution.
Yeah.
So, Ian, what I'm hearing you say, similarly to what Patty is saying, it's not actually one or the other. You would need a little bit of one and a little bit of the other.
Yeah.
In order for this to actually function correctly. So we wouldn't have the overcrowding issue and we'd have enough space and we'd also be able to separate those who we know for sure are up to stuff, have done stuff, and those who we're still trying to work out if we have enough evidence against them and/ could they be rehabilitated? Lesser crimes,
well,
quote unquote.
Rehabilitation would definitely get us closer to the Norway mark where instead of 60%, maybe look at 30%,
making
South Africa safer eventually. I mean, I don't know how the rehabilitation systems are. I don't know the depth of that, but you're right. People come out of jail just to go back in because it's all comfort in jail.
There's no choice. It's a matter of survival as well.
And also what you know.
It's what must you eat?
What you know.
Imagine you go to jail for 20 years and you come out. What are you going to do? You can't get a job.
Yeah.
Are you going to work? The family don't trust you. I mean, it's better from a survival tactic in jail.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And that's sad to just hear and think about.
But that is also the reality of the world that we live in. Ian, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And to the rest of you, if you're sitting in your car, if you're sitting in the office, you want to weigh in on this, of course you can. How do we solve the issue of overcrowding in South African prisons? Do we build more prisons? Do we have to look at the entirety of our justice system and incorporate smarter sentencing mechanisms, including rehabilitation? 0870869495. Otherwise, voice notes, please, to 061-792-9495. Now, to find out how she feels, Avril from Sydenham, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good, thank you. And you guys?
Hey, man. Thank you for joining us. So what are your thoughts on this? What's the solution according to you?
After listening to your other two viewers there, I'm very different because I'm thinking, why is the taxman even thinking of paying for other people or prisoners to have a roof over their head and more food to eat? When you're not thinking of what is the root? Why do we have more criminals in jail? But we are now thinking of spending more money to house these criminals.
Yeah. So I get the tail end of what you're trying to say is that maybe we should go back to prevention. Maybe we need to invest more in schools, jobs, mental health, all of that to sort of circumvent us being in this position in the first place.
Yeah, what is the root of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I suppose if we could answer that question, Avril, we would have a billion dollar idea. Let me tell you, $1 billion idea. So, Avril, in a bit to kind of get, let's say, that 50-odd% down to, let's call it 25, like overnight, do you believe that the solution, top of your head, would be more prisons? I'm guessing no, because it's going to cost us more money as the taxpaying people of this country. So you're going to go for smarter sentencing.
Smartest sentencing, definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ma Avril. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Shout out. You know what? After listening to everyone's thoughts and opinions, it's looking like it's a combination of everything. Because not one is 100% correct. And it's an interesting conversation to have, but I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't have the solutions, guys.
Well, no.
I'm just out here hoping and praying I don't find myself in jail, girl.
To be fair, no, because you would be chowing our tax money, to Avril's point. So it is, obviously, what is the root cause, right? Why does somebody commit crime in the first place? What are the extenuating circumstances around that? What is that crime? What is the nature of the crime? Is this something that you can be rehabilitated at all? Where does that person go? How long do they sit there for? How long does that process take? Are some prisoners, quote unquote, prioritized over others because the crimes are more severe or lesser so? Do we need to focus on the smaller side of the scale here? The, you know, like petty theft and all that kind of stuff. Do we need to churn that out a little bit faster?
Yeah.
Like, can we kind of speed that up so that the more serious stuff can, I don't know, be resolved also, therefore, more exponentially, and.
I'm not sure whose point I'm validating here, but I grew up with an uncle who used to go to jail quite a lot. And he went to jail as if, like, he was visiting us, and he was just going back home when he went to jail.
Yeah.
And this one time we asked him, why when are you always going back to jail? He was like, that's how I survive.
Yeah.
I can't make it out here in this world. I can't find a job, at least there. I've got food. I've got a roof over my head. And we're like, damn, that gives you a different perspective when you really think about it, that some people are actually finding themselves in a situation where they don't have a choice but to go back to jail, doing those petty crimes just to go back
and
get a meal.
And that is exactly what Ian from On Edgecombe was saying earlier. And it is a cycle. So we're going to continue listening to more of your opinions and this conversation in a little bit. But for now, should we get to some of the voice notes?
Yeah. Hi, East Coast listeners. This is Joseph. I personally feel that our prisons are being overcrowded with too many people there for petty crimes. And I think the best way to go about it is to get a good saltwater lashing and send them out so that they don't commit these crimes again.
It's actually not that difficult. All they have to do is bring back the death penalty.
My thoughts on the prisons being built and everything, I think keep it as it is. If you are an inmate, you must suffer. They must suffer the consequences. So I won't say that you must make it bigger, because prisoners are living in a happy place, because they get food, they are safe. And yeah, the bigger it gets, the better they live.
And to round things up for us this afternoon from Seaview, Dale, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hello, Stacey. I'm well, yourself?
No good. Dale, what is your stance on this?
Okay. For starters, these guys do nothing in prison. So they want to go back. You understand? If you make them motivated in prison to plant their own foods and stuff like that, and they can learn how to farm, etc., etc. Okay? But then they must also do like Japan's done. Japan just built a floating prison, which is, I think, 5 kilometers offshore.
Interesting.
And they self-sustained over there. They do their own cooking. They do their own farming of the vegetables. And, you know, they got their own bakery, so they get their own bread. And all the hardened criminals, the ones that have been back so much, they must get put there, because you taking someone's life. Who gives you the right to do that? And then you go to prison and you sit down in a cushy life.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually...
It's wrong.
But you know, Dale, what you're saying there about that Japan example, but just i.e. making a space, right, where
correct.
Prisoners can be self-sufficient, that is in and of itself a form of rehabilitation.
That's
so, instead of sitting around, feeling away, not necessarily having... I mean, if you can't get a date from the magistrate, you certainly are not going to get an appointment with a psychologist, you know what I mean, every week on...
Exactly.
On the week, right? So
exactly. Rather
channel all of that into a skill. Channel
That's
all
right.
of that into uplifting of a community, even if it is happens to be, as Japan's done, out on an island somewhere. It's actually not a bad idea. Thank you very much, Dale.
It's not an island. It's actually a floating... It's like a big ship that's built into a prison.
Isolated, its own world.
That's right.
That they need to build and maintain.
And the guys that do serious crimes, that take people's lives in it, put them there. They can stay there forever, as far as I'm concerned.
And away from the people.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Dale. Have a nice one, okay?
100%. Okay. Like a show.
All right.
Thank you, Dale.
I did ask you to share your thoughts via voice note on 0617929495. And so many of them came through.
Yo, Jay Spoo and Stacey, I don't think that neither of them is the correct one. I think that building more prisons is great, but you've got gangsterisms and even more crimes happening in the prisons, and they can organize crimes externally of prisons that are arranged from the prisons. My solution is they need to bring back the death penalty for your serious crimes. Crowding would solve a lot of that.
Hi there, you're speaking to Andreas, and my thoughts, and if we look back at the 70s, we had chain gangs, we had criminals who were working in communities under the auspices of the prison services. So they would be rehabilitated back into the system, knowing how to plant food, how to do woodwork, metalwork. That rehabilitation is a different kind of rehabilitation that worked back in the day that should be reintroduced back into the prison systems today. It gives that criminal, that suspect who has been arrested and convicted, the ability to learn a skill set which is sadly lacking today.
Hi guys, I'd prefer to stay anonymous. One of the best options is all foreign nationals that have committed any crime, they should be sent back to their country where they come from, so their tax can pay for them instead of South Africans' tax.
Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Listen, no doubt that this conversation will continue online at Stacey and Jay Spoo, but if you want to listen to what we've received so far, that is available in the form of a podcast at ecr.co.za. Click on Stacey and Jay Spoo. Quite a heavy one on a Tuesday, but I really, really enjoyed this conversation. It all starts with a conversation, if you're going to be honest, right?
And I can tell you something for free. You had opinions.
Yeah.
I have never seen our producer sweat. He is glowing.
And that's not even after his favorite meal, huh? Hey?
No.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.